This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With school set to start in some areas in just a couple of weeks, masks on, masks off, what will the governors do, if anything? While the president says mask up, people, if you're with the military or anything federally, and if you don't, you're going to be tested and you're going to be distanced and a whole lot of other things. Plus, are you vaccinated or not? It is about those that are coming down with COVID who have been vaccinated, as the CDC's top doc says, you know, it's kind of like getting the chicken pox. I don't want any of it. I don't know about you. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. We rolled out the red carpet just for you, and we promise there is the big payoff as we sail through this first hour, and it'll sail because we got a lot of Olympic news. It's Sunisa Lee Day, apparently, on Friday in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Woohoo! Yeah, they got something to celebrate in the hinterlands, winterlands. I just think cold when I think St. Paul and Minneapolis. But I love the people up there, and I've spent some time there. It's been a while. But they have a lot to celebrate. So pretty cool when you have a day named for you. What is that all about? If you don't know her name, I'll let you know when we hit the Olympics and go to Tokyo coming up in our next segment. But let's start with what's happening with the vaccines and the masks, because I always say that this show is about what's the buzz in your backyard and mine. And frankly, this thing called the Delta variant is what's being talked about. So as we continue to be divided and polarized and furious and everything else in between and any other adjective you want to think of and throw into the mix, Texas Governor Abbott issued an executive order forbidding cities from requiring masks and vaccines. So in the great state of Texas, he's saying, no, everything's bigger, better, and we do what we want to do in Texas, and that's what's happening here. So we're going to two-step away from y'all, and that's it. So Abbott's order applies to any government entities receiving state funds. Counties, cities, think about it. School districts, public health authorities, government officials. He said there is no COVID-19-related operating limits for any business or any other establishment in the state to ensure the ability of Texans to preserve livelihoods while protecting their lives. But there is a surge of cases in Texas. So what he emphasizes, the new executive order emphasizes that the path forward relies on personal responsibility rather than government mandates, saying further that Texans have the individual right and responsibility to decide for themselves and their children whether they're going to wear the masks, open their business, and engage in leisure activities. It's on you. It's your responsibility. In Texas, COVID-related hospitalizations have risen 40% in the past week. Fair or foul, should it be that way across the land of milk and honey? Should other governors adopt the same response as Governor Greg Abbott? You can throw me your thoughts, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. And if you want to buzz us, you can do that too as well. I think that there's going to be more push-pull happening in other states, especially states where the cases have risen, and the arguments are on the rise as what to do. So if you want to jam on the phone line, you can at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. So Governor Abbott makes a very strong statement. Do you think that others across the U.S. should adopt that same policy, meaning other governors saying, let it be up to the people to decide what they want to do? They're in control of their livelihoods, their lives, basically, is what he's saying. And others, like Governor Newsom, are saying the opposite thing in California. Too bad, tough tiddlywinks. If you want to play our game in Cali, you have to be vaccinated, follow the rules. And if you don't, you'll pay the price. So the completely opposite, no surprise. Very different, the politics in California from Texas, and it is that push-pull that we continue to see. All right, the CDC document that just came out is talking about the Delta variant's ability to spread among the vaccinated, because to me, like I said, this is the conversation. Anytime I pick up the phone now, where it's a friend who lives in Las Vegas or lives in New Jersey or lives in Florida or lives in Texas or wherever they're from, the very first thing before they even say, hey, Kate, how are you doing, is what do you know? What do you know about the Delta variant? I know somebody that was vaccinated. They got it. I've had more people say that to me in the past 2 weeks and talk to me that way than in this entire pandemic. So there is massive concern about the Delta variant. And is it causing more severe illness than earlier variants? And the answer to that is yes, according to the data. And it does spread just like chickenpox, according to the feds anyway, and the CDC. That's where that statement came from. The struggle to try to persuade the public to embrace vaccination and prevention measures with the whole mask thing, cases surging, that's what they're talking about in the hallowed halls of the CDC. And some of the whole mask thing, I just blame right on them. Because once you say, wow, it's nirvana, we are vaccinated. You get vaccinated, you can go to the pool parties, you can hang out, you can go and shake it in the clubs. And unfortunately, when we were so locked down, in a sense, isolated in our worlds, in our bubbles, once you lift that and people get the vaccine, even if they're a little worried about it, they get it. The thought was, I am 100% pretty much protected. I'm pretty much protected from this. So I think this has thrown people for a loop. Vaccinated people infected with Delta have measurable, they say, viral loads that are kind of like those who are unvaccinated and infected with the variant. I hate hearing that. Looking at this, the CDC scientists apparently were so alarmed by this research that earlier this week, that's why they changed the guidance for vaccinated people even before they made this data public. Like, they didn't want to say, okay, here's what we found out, we're going to wait. They just wanted to say, this is it, right? So, regardless of vaccination status, there are estimates that say there are 35,000 symptomatic infections per week among 162 million vaccinated Americans. What this document shows is communication challenges fueled by cases in vaccinated people, including concerns from local health departments about whether coronavirus vaccines are effective.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. Tokyo, the NBA draft, by the way, was rolled out. Did anybody follow that? Were you busy watching the Olympics or catching something else, like catching up on the sleep? I don't know. The 2020 Tokyo Olympics, some say they're making them fall asleep. I disagree. 339 medals are going to be awarded across 33 sports when it's all said and done, which I think is phenomenal. Honestly, the United States, 41 medals so far, 14 gold, 16 silver, 11 bronze. As you are listening to me, that number can be changing. It's kind of like the old calves we used to take in the fair, tick, 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 because things are moving and shaking as I'm on the air. Japan, 25, 15 gold, 4 silver, 6 bronze. But second to the United States actually is China. 16 gold medals for them, 7 silver, 10 bronze. Our friends in Australia, down under, I love the Aussies. Oh, I want to spend time in Australia when the world gets back to normal and take this show there on tour. 22 medals total, 9 gold, 2 silver, 11 bronze. How about our friends across the pond in the UK? 21 medals, 5 gold, 8 silver, 8 bronze medals. Yeah. Just to the north of us, oh Canada, glorious and free. Pretty soon that border is supposed to open. We'll see if it does or not, just as a side note. 11 medals, 3 gold, 3 silver, 5 bronze. And then so it goes. I mean, we like our pals in New Zealand. I'll throw that out. 7 medals, 3 gold, 3 silver, 1 bronze. I could just eat up way too much time just giving you the medal count. There are so many good stories, and I like this story because so much was made about Simone Biles. There was a lot of vitriol and nastiness And then there was also a lot of praise for her because she talked about her mental condition, and she lost it in the air, folks. She lost it. She got the twisties. She could have, who knows what, had a severe injury. So she wasn't right. She was off, and she knew it, and she did the right thing. And how about this? Sunisa Lee did it for the U.S. She did. She won the women's gymnastics individual all-around gold for Team USA. So guess what? Thanks to the kid from St. Paul for the fifth consecutive summer games, an American gymnast has won the women's gymnastic individual all-around. Woohoo! Yeah, that's a big story and shouldn't be overshadowed by Simone Biles. She should be very, very proud. She took the gold, you know, and she was tremendous on the uneven bars. Her score, 15.300. That's the highest score of any of the athletes in the all-around final, and her overall score definitely benefited from that. It's not over yet for her, though. She has a chance to win two more gold medals at the Games. She's competing in the uneven bars final on Sunday morning before finishing with the balance beam finals on Tuesday morning. So congratulations to her. That is a very, very, very exciting big win. And it was great that Team USA, they're all in the stands supporting her, including Simone Biles. And it was, you know, they were masked up and they're watching. And that was just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful moment. Great to see that. And a big moment for the Americans. Because, like I said, there's so much that's happening and unfolding. Like Ryan Murphy, he won silver in the 200-meter backstroke, which is incredibly competitive. And he gutted it out. I mean, that's just what I would say. He gutted it out in that 200-meter backstroke. He couldn't pass the Russian swimmer who finished with an Olympic record time of 1:53.27. But, boy, oh, boy, he just swam his heart out, and then he ended up getting that silver. I think for the Americans, for the men, people keep talking about Caleb Dressel. He just is, he's like a shark on fire, not just eating up his competitors in a sense. He won the 100-meter fly semifinal heat, and he broke the Olympic record, so it was fun to watch that. He just leapt out to an advantage out of the gate, and he cruised to that win in the 100-meter butterfly semifinals, like I said. Dressel's already won gold medals in the 100-meter freestyle and the 4x100-meter relay this week. So there's a lot of things happening in the pool, and it's been interesting and sort of educational for me, because what do I know about swimming? I mean, these swimmers, except for the bigger, bigger names, the swimmers are somebody that you're not talking to. A lot of these Olympic athletes are not household names, and now you're watching these games and you see what they've poured into, what you have to do to be able to be at that level to compete on such a high level. So I give them all credit across the board, meaning every single athlete that's competing, because just how tough it is, you know, going into this, you know, seventh day and moving through this. It was just a week ago we were talking about the opening games, you know, opening to the games, the opening ceremonies, and now here we are with people winning medals. The U.S. women's volleyball won their third straight match of the Olympics to guarantee themselves a place in the quarterfinals, and they survived a five-setter against Turkey, eventually prevailing, but it was not easy. So the U.S. now joins Italy at 3-0 in what they call Pool B. Don't ask me. This is just how they separate everything. With wins over Argentina, China, and now Turkey. So that's really big. Also, U.S. women continue to make their presence known in rugby. Rugby Sevens competition. They opened with a 2-0 record in pool play matches. They picked up a win over China before handling Japan. And that assures them a top two finish in Pool C. They play Australia next in their Friday pool match, giving them a shot at the defending gold medalist in women's rugby sevens. Golf. What's happening in golf? That's continuing on. Like Patrick Reed and some other top Americans are on the board at 3 under, tied for 12th at this point. But this with the golf, that continues. There's more competition there. So they've got a round two, and they go through that round two. So we have a little bit more golf before we start talking about who's in the medals. We're just watching to see what the scores are at this point. And then, of course, you have track and field. I mentioned the men's golf round two, and Justin Thomas has some work to try to close in on the leader. And he's been fun to watch. And so there's a lot happening. And I think, to me, the point of watching this is nailing home the we're kind of in this together. We're not kind of, we are in this together, right? It's like that old song, We Are the World. We are the world. And we're stuck in this situation of this horrific virus that has upended all of our lives, no matter where you're listening to me. And we have this opportunity in watching these games and watching these, you know, young athletes try to push it to the limit, push it to their limits, and bring back the gold, the silver, or, you know, the bronze. Coming up, we've got the mailbag, and certainly many of you flipped to me your thoughts about a couple of things, a little bit about what's happening with the Olympics. Notice there hasn't been a lot of conversation now about COVID, so that seems to have died down. I'm not saying that it's not, they haven't had cases, because they have. They just haven't had another pole vaulter test positive for COVID. So that means you're out when that happens because of the isolation. But where it looked like it was spreading and how disastrous it could have been, fingers crossed, maybe not. Maybe this is kind of like that Orlando bubble a year ago that the NBA had that was working for them. Maybe it's a little bit of the same thing, which is surprising to me because it seemed like it was spiking up. Again, fingers crossed, we'll continue to see those great performances and people taking the podium and hear more and more of the Star Spangled Banner as some of our athletes are taking home the gold. We're walking to the mailroom. I'll meet you there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says coronavirus cases are going up in states with low vaccination rates. He says medical experts predict
the cases will go up further before they start to come back down.
Millions of federal workers will be required to verify they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus or else face mandatory masking, weekly testing, social distancing, and other new rules.
Right now, too many people are dying. We're watching someone they love dying and saying, if I just got vaccinated, if I just, It's heartbreaking.
The president is also directing the Defense Department to look into adding the coronavirus shot to the list of required vaccinations for members of the military. The recent spike in coronavirus cases is tied to the Delta variant in people who are not vaccinated. This is USA Radio News. About 400,000 workers in the U.S. have filed new unemployment claims, according to the Labor Department in its weekly report. The number of new filings is a decrease of about 24,000 from the previous week. For the week ending July 24th, there were about 3.3 million continuing claims, which lagged the initial claims by a week. The largest increases for the latest available data were seen in Michigan, Texas, Kentucky, Missouri, and Illinois. The greatest decreases in claims were seen in New York, Puerto Rico, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Georgia. First Lady Jill Biden has undergone a medical procedure at Walter Reed Hospital to remove a sharp object that got lodged in her foot when she was walking on the beach in Hawaii last weekend. She was there attending two official events. She stopped over in Hawaii after attending the opening ceremonies of the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for sending me all of your emails. Trust me, I read them all. I really, truly do. So don't hesitate any time of day to send me your thoughts, like is Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, right when he says, hey, it's personal responsibility and we're not going to tell you to mask up. That's on you as to what you feel like. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Should others follow suit or is he just ridiculous? So here's what Joe, listening to us in Tucson, says on KVOI. He listens to us. He says, yo, Katie, can't wait till these things lift a little bit more because, you know, they've got the fire situation and some other nightmares that are happening. To see your smiling face somewhere in Tucson, we would welcome you. We would throw a parade for you. I've told all my friends to listen to you. I just want you to know I am your personal PR guru here in Tucson. And then he says, I'm wondering, what do you think about this crazy thing? Because I know you used to do a movie review. So sort of on the lighter side, what do you think about Disney Plus and this rut-row with Scarlett Johansson? The reason I ask is because my kids wanted to watch Black Widow, and it was on Disney Plus. We have Disney Plus. I have a few kids of different ages that fall into that category. So it has really been a kind of a good treat during the pandemic, getting work done and using it sort of as incentives. But to get the Black Widow, you have to pay almost $30. So we have a subscription, but we still have to pay $30 if we want to get Black Widow. So I'm thinking we might as well go to the movies and nobody else is going, so we'd probably be pretty safe versus why are we paying that to sit at home and seeing it on a much smaller screen. You know what? Your timing is so interesting, Joe, with that, because I just had this debate. Earlier today with the Hubs, you know, because we're fans of Marvel. That's a great escape. And we've seen some of it. Some of it I don't like, but some of it I like.
and we have Disney Plus. We were watching something when the Neff was here, and we were going to watch, we were going to support ScarJo and watch the Black Widow thing, and we saw the same thing, and I had no idea about that. I wasn't aware of it. And then I saw this thing where she filed a lawsuit over the release of Black Widow, saying that, talking about the timing of it, because in the lawsuit, she claims the day and date release of the movie and Disney Plus and in the theaters was a breach of her contract. So the lawsuit that she filed says that Disney Plus released the, you know, siphoned potential theatergoers off by doing that, costing her potential compensation tied to the movie's theatrical revenue. So I do think it was crazy. Why didn't they wait to do that? Just forget about what, for a second, what she's saying. She's right, I think. But why? Why did they do that? Who made that dumb decision? Why wouldn't you first put it in the theaters and then go the other route? So then Disney now has filed a lawsuit, or that they're going to, they say. They released a statement anyway where they said that her litigation showed a callous disregard to the COVID-19 pandemic and even revealed that she had so far received $20 million from that project and said there's no merit to this filing. The lawsuit is distressing and sad, and it's callous for the horrific and prolonged global effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. So, boy, they're also making her look like the bad guy. Nasty. The mouse has teeth. Yeah. There's some other things in that lawsuit, but it is kind of wild. And it is bizarre that we're confused as to, well, wait a second, didn't we get Disney Plus because we're getting those other movies? Yeah, I don't know. Right? I don't know. So it is a question of, do you go back to the movies or not? I think if you, the way the movies are now, if you click on it and you're going to get tickets, wherever you're listening to me, it could be in Davenport, Iowa. It could be in New Orleans. Could be in Los Angeles. Could be in Portland. Could be in Ottumwa. Could be in West Virginia. I bet if you all went to whatever your local theater is and you went to get the tickets online and they show you where you can pick your seats, I bet you'd be sparse. Yeah, I mean, even for some of the bigger movies that are out there, it may be the safest place you could be. I mean, honestly, it's crazy. Okay, how about this? This one is from Joseph. I love that. We got Joe and we got Joseph. And Joseph says, Kate started listening to the show, gosh, maybe 6 weeks ago, just for what it's worth. I know that you keep up on all things Mother Nature, but did you see the deal in Alaska where they had an earthquake? And it's, I guess, one of the first ones they've had in decades. It was a pretty big one, apparently, and there was a whole lot of shaking going on. It's like that Jerry Lee Lewis song, whole lot of shaking going on. I mean, seriously, sadly, yes, I did immediately. I get pinged on all things Mother Nature, and the tsunami warning was canceled after that 8.2 offshore earthquake sent lots of people in Alaska, because they're not used to that, for higher places, higher ground. Where it struck was kind of frightening when I looked at a map and I was looking at Bristol Bay, and it was right there in the Gulf of Alaska. So the preliminary magnitude was 8.2, 65 miles officially offshore of the Alaska Peninsula village of Perryville. And people could feel the shake, right? They could see that. So tsunami warnings were in effect for Southeast Alaska. Also, Hawaii briefly was on alert, too. There weren't immediate reports, anyway, of injuries or major damage, but pretty remarkable. And actually, this is the third earthquake in 13 months, something like 13 months. So they hadn't had any, and then all of a sudden they have them. So they had people using as a shelter the school gymnasium. There was like 400 people in the school gymnasium, because what are they going to do? Where are they going to go? What, you know, what shelter? This was the King Cove area when that earthquake happened. That's immediately what happened. And, you know, when they start to get that ground kind of feeling, that rolling, then they know that cell phone alerts are out. We got to move. And they did move, absolutely. So I would think, in a way, scary. If you've ever felt that, I was in one in California, and I wasn't near the epicenter, but I was mostly everybody was from California. So they immediately knew, and I was like, wow, what? It was like a weird roll. It was like I was on a wave runner, kind of. And it was odd. And then the aftershocks, you could feel the aftershocks, too. Yeah, just as a reminder, I think it's like Mother Nature nudging us, like, hey, I'm always here. Just a reminder, I'm here to do what I feel like doing. All right, this one is from Gary D. All right, Gary D. And Gary D. says, Kate, I agree with you, ridiculous with the mask on, mask off. The big problem is, you know, once you tell us it's okay, we're vaccinated, and after we've had this rock and roll lifestyle of can we go out, do we support our local businesses and just pull up and have things put in our trunk? I mean, the life that we've all led in the last 15, 16 months, and then hearing horror stories about someone you knew back in high school or wherever dying from COVID, and they were in good shape and they didn't do this and they didn't do that. Everybody gets the freakies. And so shame on the CDC for not just leaving the mask guidelines up until further review and then let it be somebody's decision. But instead, we got, I think, a false sense of security, and it's very hard to roll that back in. Touche. You heard me. I agree. Absolutely. That was the problem. You know, somebody could say, well, you know, the data changes. Yes, absolutely. So you got to trust your gut. What is it looking like? What are people doing? How are they feeling? This is unprecedented. What happens when you open it, close it, open it? I mean, that's like businesses, right? And so, of course, you see, we've seen what the results of that have been, right? And what's odd is with, you know, DeSantis is talking about vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. He's really pushing that. But now people, some people who are just like, oh, yeah, well, now should I really get this vaccine? They're getting more testing than anything else. If you go to a testing site, and especially because there's a mask mandate for indoor areas of county-owned facilities in a big county, Broward County is doing that. Miami-Dade mayor, the mayor there, Cava announced that there's this mask mandate with federal employees and visitors to any of the county facilities. So you have people lining up like hours to get tested. So there's more people in the testing sites than vaccination sites. You know, and the mayor is saying, but wait a second, people are dying from the virus. The ones that are dying from the virus are mostly unvaccinated. So it's like sort of had this weird opposite effect of, okay, the tests are back. We got to get tested. We're anxious. We got to get tested, tested, tested. So they'll wait an hour, 2 hours in their car to get vaccinated. I've seen some of these sites. There seems some video of it. It's crazy. It's crazy how long, like before, it was nothing. They were even shutting down some of the sites. So now that's flip-flopped again, right? Yeah. All right. Once again, send me anything, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. kate@katedelaneyradio.com. As we always hit our mailbag. Coming up next, some odds and ends mixed with the mic drop. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Diamonds, they say, are a girl's best friend. I don't know about that. But stealing diamonds, there is something about the lure of diamonds. And it's money. I mean, if nothing else, it's money. There was, once upon a time, this diamond heist that happened in 2003. It was called the Heist of the Century. And it was by far, I guess, one of the largest diamond heists and one of the largest robberies in history. Thieves stole loose diamonds, gold and silver, and other kinds of jewelry valued at about $100 million. And it happened in Antwerp, Belgium, during a weekend in February of 2003. And, people still talk about that, how big that was. How did they get away with that? How did that happen? And there's a lot of kind of grab and run things when it comes to jewelry stores and trying to get a diamond and that kind of stuff. And we know there's been some famous movies about diamonds and what that's like and jewel thieves. And, there's a fascination with it, no doubt. And it's interesting because when I was a reporter in California, I was working for a station, KSBY was the name of the station, in San Luis Obispo, and I did a series. I'm going to tell you the story because I think you'll think it's interesting. And if not, well, just play some music for a few minutes, so, and then we'll get to the mic drop. So anyway, so I had to do a story on prisons, and they sent me to Lompoc. I covered the maximum, I covered the medium facility, and then the country club, what we would call the country club It wasn't a country club, but a country club prison. And so we had to go in, the photographer and I, talked to the warden, the whole thing. They let us in. They picked some different inmates for me to talk to. I was scared to death in the maximum one because I was there in the laundry room with the inmates. And, you know, we won't go deep into it, but it just was kind of freaky. I mean, I was with a very big, tall, buff kind of photographer, and he's like, let's get out of here as soon as we can. So the minimum facility, you know, the one that that was nothing like the maximum one, they had rodeo cowboys. So if you had good behavior and whatnot and you were interested in it, you could work doing cowboy kind of things, right? And that's what they did. So they put on a cowboy rodeo and all this stuff. And I interviewed two people that were cowboys in the prison. So they had prison garb on, but they had a hat, and they were doing the cowboy thing. And one of them that I talked to, I said to him, what are you in here for? And he said, oh, I stole a lot of diamonds. And I said, oh, you really stole a lot of diamonds? He goes, yeah, and I almost didn't get caught. I almost got away with it. And then I said, I don't know what I said. I said, so, oh, gosh, then when you get out, and he just looked at me and he winked and he said, yeah, when I get out, like telling me basically that, oh, there's a payday on the other side of this for me. So don't worry. There may be some other diamonds buried somewhere. He didn't say that, but he was hinting to me that there was something else on the other side. So it's interesting of getting the difference of getting away with it, not getting away with it, and the fascination because of how you can fence diamonds. So check this out. There's a 6-year-old woman who conned a high-end London luxury jewelry store and stole 7 precious gems in an elaborate daylight heist. And what happened was Lulu Lakotis, she was actually part of an international organized crime gang, went into the Boodle store in central London in March of like 2016. And she was playing a role, kind of like that movie Catch Me If You Can, Leonardo DiCaprio, where he, and that's a true story, where he takes on all these different identities. So her identity, gemologist, they let her inspect these. Oh, here's these 7 diamonds worth $5.8 million. And she was there on behalf of a wealthy Russian investor. She pretended she couldn't speak English in order to buy herself some more time in the store. She put a bag filled with the diamonds into her handbag, replaced it with another bag filled with pebbles. The problem was, she had entered the UK the day before the raid, stayed in a hotel, and was kind of scoping out the store with 2 men. The next day she returned dressed as the diamond expert, totally looking different as this impersonation. And so what happened was, because she was unaware that, the staff was unaware that she had left this store, that she had taken a different bag filled with worthless pebbles, because what happened was there were cameras on her, and there's something about the weight of it. They could tell an alarm went off after she had fumbled around in the handbag. Otherwise, when she was trying to do this kind of switcheroo thing, she would have been walked out in plain sight. And she did walk out in plain sight, but they were able to nab her because there was something off that the cameras caught with the weight of it, which is so crazy. How do they know that? But I guess that this area where this jewelry store is a big target of planned heists. And there was a 2015 raid where a group of men stole more than $20 million worth of valuables from a vault. So they're always thinking of ways that they can get in there. So good job. I saw a picture of her imitating a gemologist, pretending she couldn't speak very good English, was trying to do the whole Russia guy thing. I'm inspecting the diamonds, but she blew it on the switcheroo with the purse and the weight and the whole camera's catching everything. So to me, to have the audacity to think it's kind of like you're playing a scene, walk in there and think that you can pull that off when you're kind of the pawn in the whole thing, to me, I'm going to say that's like the mic drop, right? Yeah. We're going to talk you into doing this, and then we're going to give you $50,000, and we're going to walk away with the rest of the $5.8 million. So she's in jail. She's 5.5 years. 5.5 years. That's what you get when you decide that you're going to try to rip it off, and you get everybody confused, and you're not paying attention to the cameras. There is something to that, and there is something to these diamond thefts. Crazy. All right, time for a little odds and ends, because there's so much that slips through the grate, I say, when our focus is absolutely on what's happening in our lives with the pandemic, school, kids, jobs, staying at home, not staying at home, masking, not masking, what's going on with the traffic, there is traffic, there is no traffic. I mean, you know these, you know this, the what we're all dealing with, no matter whether you're in a rural area, suburban area, or you're in a city area. So because of what we're going through, we're watching what's happening with certain goods and how things are costing more. Have you noticed that we're paying higher prices for bottled water, for beer, for ice cream? And if you haven't noticed, you are going to. Let me give you be the bearer of bad news. You are going to pay more for it, right? Part of this is because of the logistics of what we're seeing, right? The rising costs, too. And the whole shipping thing, that's what it's about. So that's pushing lots and lots of goods like coffee and aluminum and all of that. That's that whole shipping thing, trying to recover from the COVID-19 gains. Companies are now contending with what do we do when we can't get our stuff in because of the ports. And so look to the ports, and when you see that there's backups and the supply chain is broken, that's when you know, oh, my coffee is going to be that much more expensive. Unfortunately, I am a coffee drinker. I never know. Is it going to be $8 a bag? $9 a bag? If only I could grow some coffee beans.
This is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.